This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the courts debate if Facebook can be sued for sex trafficking. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
The Human Trafficking Institute released their 2020 trafficking report, and it reveals the scary truth that 59% of online victim recruitment in active sex trafficking cases occurred on Facebook. Survivors of sex trafficking are pursuing legal suits against Facebook and its CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, in Texas courts, arguing that the big tech company allowed predators to lure minors into trafficking through the online platform. According to the Associated Press, the court ruled that the trafficking victims could proceed with lawsuits alleging that Facebook violated Texas Civil Practice and Remedies Code Chapter 98. An anti-trafficking law passed in 2009. The underlying cases, originally filed in state district courts in Harris County, Texas, allege that Facebook benefited from sexual exploitation of the Jane Doe trafficking survivors. Facebook claims that they have protection from legal action due to Section 230 of the Federal Communications Decency Act, but the Texas Supreme Court cites that Congress recently amended Section 230 to indicate that civil liability may be imposed on websites that violate state and federal human trafficking laws. If Facebook and other big tech platforms won't remove online predators but actively censor free speech that they don't like, should they continue to benefit from the legal protections of Section 230? How should they be held accountable? Social media can be a blessing, but it can also be extremely dangerous. Be vigilant and wise with what you do online. Rely on the Holy Spirit's guidance. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.